i podcast di radiobue.it.
Say hello to the other two guests here, Kenya and Eric. Hello, guys.
Hi.
Okay. Eric, you're super confident with the microphone.
A little bit.
Okay. What you're confident about in life? What's the best thing you do in life?
I just think I know how to talk and communicate with people really well.
So. Also because you are so much famous now.
Yeah, a little bit. Within University of Padova.
Can you explain that? Because not everybody saw your photos, but we did. And what's going on with your photo?
So my company that I did the internship with, they approached me and asked if it would be okay if they make a post on their company page about this interview.
Okay.
And so they posted this picture and they shared it with the University of Padova department, and that kind of spread out to other places, and now I get professors mentioning my name.
So you are the guy from Boston who was in the photo, yeah?
Yes.
what was your internship about?
I did an internship with Nunik, their digital marketing agency, and I worked a lot with market research, website analytics, and let's say e-commerce functionality, search engine optimization.
Yeah. Yep. You like that? Or it was like a...
It was super interesting. And it's a super... I really like the company. It's a lot of good young energy, a lot of innovation going on there.
It is based in Padova, so you can go there by bus or by bike, I don't know, or...
Yes, it's easy to get to. It's by Padova, around the train station, Piazza Garibaldi area.
Okay.
I get there by tram usually.
Okay. With the blue one.
Yes.
Okay, great. It's very, very famous way to move in Padova. Kenya, what was your internship about? And welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here. So I interned at Cinedi.
Okay.
And it's a management consulting firm. And they also do business intelligence. So I got to learn a little bit about that.
What's business intelligence?
Just kind of collecting data to help companies see where they have opportunities.
So it's like an evil word or like a, you know, collecting data, controlling? Or no, it's not.
Not as difficult, but it's very, very interesting. You're using a lot of software, so I learned a lot about that this semester, which I really enjoyed.
Okay, do you think an experience like that will be useful for, I don't know, your work or your life in general?
Yeah, definitely. I'm planning on going into information systems, so I'm going to be working with business intelligence a lot, hopefully in my future career. So I'm glad I got to learn about it here in Italy.
Okay. Let's say a tricky question, because everybody in Italy thinks about the USA's are on the top of like most everything. I was the level in the thing you study, you do in Italy.
I think that there's a lot of room for growth in Italy, especially with computers. Something I had to get used to was not using my debit or credit card here. Okay. I had to pay with cash all the time, which was
awful. You can say that it's awful.
And so that, I think there's room for improvement for sure. But it's getting there. And I was happy to see how Italy's kind of in this stage where it's entering all of these things. Yeah.
Guys, I asked your colleagues about the best things they did in Europe, the best thing they did in Italy. I want to know what are your best things, but I also want to know what's the best thing to do in Boston, because I've never been there, and maybe some people that are listening to the show never been to Boston, so maybe you can be our guide.
Well, Boston's really cold during the winter, so I think it's better to visit during the summer. Very, very cold.
Okay.
Is
this on the same hemisphere? Yeah? Or we are like...
Not in the same...
Okay.
Dimension.
I think it's a little bit farther up, which is why we get so much snow. Yeah.
Okay.
We have great museums. The Museum of Fine Arts.
The best one.
Museum of Fine Arts.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful.
And it's huge. I've been there a couple times and I haven't even seen half of it.
Whoa, great. Because Luis, your colleague Luis, said that he just discovered art or something like that when you visited Cappella di Scrovegni. And maybe when he comes back to Barcelona, if he's listening, you can go to the Museum of Fine Arts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, different art though. It's beautiful here in Italy. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Eric, what are your suggestions to do? Things to
I
do
would
in Boston.
Suggest...
Apart from the Celtics. Okay, let's say the Celtics.
Oh, how do you know?
I do know.
I'm a huge basketball fan.
Really?
So. What do you, Celtics, TD Garden, they have basketball games, Celtics.
How many times you went there?
I've gone once.
Sorry, Kenya, for
and
that.
I need to go at least one more time.
Okay.
And well, they're good. I'd also recommend the Boston Commons. It's mm-hmm. a huge park. It's kind of like the Central Park, you know, in New York.
Yeah.
Central Park of Boston. And it's a huge park. Everyone goes there. You can
doing sports, picnics, and so on.
Yes.
Okay. Have you had the chance to do some sport here in Italy too? I don't know if you are sport addicted or not, or if you, I don't know.
I would just go jogging along the river.
Okay.
Yeah, I live close to the Bassanello.
Sugli argini, as we say, sugli
argini. Okay. And I would just run along that.
Okay.
Beautiful.
What's your soundtrack when you run?
I like music that kind of pumps me up, so I'll do like.
Techno music?
No, not that. Pumping up. Just a lot of pop, upbeat music to kind of get me going.
Say an artist.
Right now, well,
also an Italian artist if you want. I don't know.
Italian artist, I don't know too many.
All I know is Jovanotti and Laura Pausini.
Great.
Oh,
okay.
I also know Ivolo.
Okay, leave the second one. Leave the second one. Just stay with the first. Okay. What about sport and Eric?
Well, back in Boston, I like to go to the gym a couple times a week and also play basketball once in a while.
Okay.
Here, I couldn't find as many opportunities to do the same, but I also exercise on my own, like Kenya. Not just running, but also like other regular exercises, like push-ups and pull-ups.
Okay. So there's for the next time you will be here, we will organize like, I don't know, a match, something, volleyball, football, soccer. Okay, you know, soccer in Italy is like
god.
Any teams you started to support? No.
No.
Don't do that. Okay, don't do that.
I have several jerseys. I have jerseys, Italian jerseys. I have Juventus.
Oh my god.
Roma. I bought them because they look amazing. I like
They are good. They are super colors. Yes. You know, with Juventus there's plenty of jokes, we can do that. But we will not. We will not, because we are in a democracy and we will respect all the, you know, the ideas. Juventus and Roma, by the way, they are not so friendly, but okay. Okay, guys, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
I hope you will come back soon in Italy, and bye.
Thank you so much.
Non smettere di ascoltare. Il podcast continua.